All right, and after a little bit of communication stick, we've got Lawrence Sands on us. Dr. Sands is going to discuss the importance of getting colonoscopies. Sounds like an awesome topic. You must love giving these talks, Dr. Sands.
I do. I certainly do. Thanks for having me on your show.
Oh, it's my pleasure, and I'm glad to see that you're not up to your elbows in your in a procedure right now. Now we're laughing, but I can only say that three of my closest family members in the last year have had colonoscopies. One of those colonoscopies found an issue. So these are really important things. Tell us more, Doc.
Well, sure they are. They certainly are. And the reason they're important is because colorectal cancer, being a leading cause of death in our country, is a completely preventable disease if people just do the right thing and adhere to the proper guidelines. You know, this is March's Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, and this is the month that we try and make this subject well known so that everybody is able to get out to see their doctor and to discuss this important topic. What's required is that when people turn the age of 50, that they speak to their doctor about getting what's called a screening colonoscopy. It's where they go to the doctor's office, they take a preparation the day before, and they get this exam done whereby they're sedated for it. It's a very comfortable exam, and they have a lighted tube passed along the colon in order to look around looking for polyps or other things that can cause problems for patients. By finding polyps, we remove them in a timely fashion, and we can completely prevent patients from getting colorectal cancer, and that's the best news about all of this.
It is great news. I think I saw on TV the other day that this is like down 30%, like decade to decade or something, that you guys are having awesome success, but you can't have success unless people participate.
That's correct. So, you know, the doctors are supposed to tell patients about this, and the patient's supposed to be also very doctor savvy, and the patient should ask for it as well. So, you know, when they see their doctor, they should have this discussion with them. It's very important. It's a screening tool that we offer here at the Miller School of Medicine. We are a division of three doctors here in the Division of Colon and Rectal Surgery. We are essentially a one-stop shopping kind of deal. We do the screening examination for the colon, and if we find something, we also are able to treat it in our division amongst the three doctors that we have working for us here.
Now, what are some of the symptoms that somebody might see that they might not recognize, you know, that they have a colorectal problem?
Well, it's probably the most common symptoms that we see are patients who would present with either some type of change in their bowel habits. For example, doctor, I used to go to the bathroom every day. Now I go every other day, or some alteration in the way they go to the bathroom. And the other common symptom that we see is patients presenting with rectal bleeding, blood in the stool of some sort. You know, most people who have this problem don't have colorectal cancer, so it shouldn't alarm people that they have to run out because they think they have colorectal cancer. But these are symptoms that are not normal, and they should be investigated by a qualified individual, by a doctor who knows how to work up these particular symptoms.
You know, it seems to me that it's a very, very big issue that's got a really easy solution. And, you know, I've got to give it to you guys for coming up with this and getting this resolved in such a positive manner. Now, let's say that somebody goes in, they've had their exam, the doctor finds something. Can you do something right there? Do you do anything during the exam, or do you got to wait and come back? How does that work?
No, so it depends on what we find. If we find a simple polyp, we would remove that during the colonoscopy. We send that out to the pathology department to be analyzed. But if it comes back as a benign polyp, we would require no additional treatment other than to follow up the patient in the future and have them come back and get a repeat colonoscopy at some point down the line. If they find something, you know, more aggressive than that, of a tumor of some sort, we may biopsy it. Then they may need to come back for additional treatment, depending on what it is that we find.
Okay.
But, yeah.
No, go ahead, Doc. I didn't want to stop you.
But you know, the important thing is that the test be done so that we can certainly find things that we can potentially treat, hopefully on the spot, and if not, we would bring them back for additional treatment.
So somebody goes in, they have the test, you found something, they get it taken care of, then there's follow-up, no?
Correct. Yeah. I mean, the good thing about the test is that you get the results of the test pretty much right away. So as soon as you wake up from the exam, you're told the results of what the doctor found. And either they'll tell you, you know, we found nothing and you need to come back at some point in the future for a repeat examination, because the standard treatment is to repeat the colonoscopy every few years in order to make sure that nothing is growing there. And as I said, probably one of the best messages of the day that I can impress upon people is that colorectal cancer is a completely preventable disease. There's very few cancer, if any, that I could think of that can be completely prevented with screening tools like this. And that's probably the best take-home message of the day in terms of dealing with problems with the colon.
No, it's a great take-home message because so many people in our society eat, I'll just call it this, a widely varied diet. You got your vegans, you got your,
sure,
you know, all these different people. And I've got to believe that all those situations create different ramifications in the digestive system. And since we're discussing the exit strategy for that stuff, I got to believe that there's different issues that come up with the different types of new diets that people have. Is there a diet out there that's a fad that's just absolutely poison for your colon, Doc? Oh, my God, I can't believe I just asked that.
You know, it's funny. There isn't any real strong correlation between any specific diets and getting colorectal cancer or colorectal polyps. We generally try to tell people that they should be good to their colon. We tell them to eat healthy fruits, vegetables, salads, have a high-fiber diet. We think that's probably more beneficial to patients. But generally, I think it's perfectly safe to say that people can pretty much eat whatever they want, but within obvious reason to try and stay healthy, of course.
Yeah, eating the five food groups or whatever, eating a varied thing. You know, you see this guy standing on the train station waiting for his line to kick in on the ads. So I guess that's got a little bit of a something to do with it, too. But really, it seems that it's just having a good, solid, common sense diet and then following some very simple procedures that you've talked about.
That's correct. It certainly is. And we offer these tools pretty much every day of the week at our medical center here. As I mentioned, they can certainly call our office here. Our number here is 305-243-9110. We're the Division of Colorectal Surgery. There's also a gastroenterology department here as well that they can call. And we offer these tools on a regular basis every day of the week, and Monday through Friday. And we're certainly happy to perform these procedures for our patients.
Well, Dr. Sands, I'm going to ask you to give the contact information again one time real slowly, and then I'm going to ask you to give me a takeaway because we've got a couple of minutes. You don't have to rush. In fact, when you give the numbers the next time, you should probably go a little slower because we have a number of New York Jets fans that listen to the show.
New York Jets fans?
I knew you were going to give that to me. So,
okay,
Doc, how do they
find... We won't hold it against them. The number is area code 305-243-9110. And the extension that you push would be number 2, and you can ask to speak to any of our office staff, and they can certainly assist you in getting the patient screened for colorectal cancer. Obviously, if they have any other problems, we're happy to see them in the office prior to that, but we do offer just these screening tools. If they have no other particular symptoms and they just need to come in for a colonoscopy, we're pleased to offer that test as well without a prior office visit if necessary for them. And as I said, the take-home message of the day should certainly be that you have to, you know, adhere to the proper guidelines and get screened because it's a preventable disease, and nobody has to die of colorectal cancer.
Oh, I want to see that statistic go to zero. We need to have you on every year talking about this. Dr. Lawrence Sands, he's the colorectal cancer surgeon at the University of Miami Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center. Well done. Thank you for all you're doing for our community, Dr. Sands. Look forward to meeting you in person, not on a professional basis, unless I'm anesthetized.
Thanks so much. I appreciate the time on your show.
All right. You got a great sense of humor, Doc. I really appreciate it, too. All right. We'll be right back. We're going to have more with Luis Angel. We're going to talk about his new app, GetMyRx, how you can get your prescriptions delivered right to your door. And maybe we'll even talk a little bit about some of the technology experts in South Florida he's met along the way. We'll be right back after this. Oscar, it's all yours.
See?